Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Today's reading is from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text today had me pause to think about all the voices in our world, especially when events from this last week in cities across our country or continued news of the pandemic fill our TV or radio news, social media newsfeed, and other voices we consume. Some voices are so helpful and trustworthy and encouraging. Others are destructive. Others are misleading. At best, we get to read Scripture and hear Jesus' voice for the strengthening of our faith. In other positive situations, we learn about this great world God has created. Or we hear wise people, and they cause us to think a lot about the important issues of our lives and the intersection of Jesus' teaching in our lives and how we show Christ's love to our neighbors and communities. At worst, the voices can bring despair, confusion, and may be damaging to our relationships with God and with others in our world. At least a few times this past weekend, I had to put down the device and close some certain news-filled apps and open to God's Word. My ears needed to be filled by Jesus' words to bring peace and reassurance of His mercy and pray for His protection on His sheep. And pray that Jesus' disciples had boldness like on that first Pentecost to confess the gospel and display the mercy of Jesus in their neighborhoods. For we see the hurt in the world and feel it in our hearts and minds. As Jesus' sheep, we hurt. We are hurt and confused by the brokenness and distress in the world. We pray, "Come, Lord Jesus," or ask, "How long, Lord?" Others in the world are sheep without a shepherd. Some that have never heard the gospel or have been shown Christ's love or taught the wisdom of His word. Others have rejected Jesus' word. Regardless, I pray for the voice of the shepherd to be heard, received, considered, and accepted in faith. I pray for the Holy Spirit to take hold of them and reassure them or convince them of Christ's love and power over all things. In our reading, Jesus gives us words of warning. There are false shepherds in our world that would lead us astray. And behind them is the thief, Satan. He comes to rob and steal. He comes to rob us of dignity and of hope and of life. For he knows our sinful condition and nature well. He knows how to tempt and persuade. And too often, we as weak sheep take the bait. He leads us away from the path laid out by the good shepherd. We sheep look for pleasure and feeding that is not from the generous hand of our Savior. Our sin, the sin of the world, is the problem. Our sin of deed and inaction adds to the confusion, hurt, and brokenness in the world. Like in the corner or shadows at night of a sheep pen, our sin isolates us. We cower in fear of the thief. But into the door steps Jesus. Jesus leads us out. Jesus calls himself the door and gives us his promise of salvation and that he protects us in our coming and going out. Our good shepherd took the sins of the whole world onto himself as he was nailed to the cross. Our good shepherd laid down his life. His voice was stilled for a short time, but it would not remain that way. God's gift of grace and the perfect sacrifice of his Son would not be silence. Jesus' cries of anguish on the cross would turn to voices of praise of God's people and thanksgiving for all he has given them. And the Holy Spirit gives voice to God's people who speak the good news of Jesus to each other and to the world so that they will know of his love and life. In our baptism, the words of Christ's promise are spoken over us, and we receive the forgiveness of our sins. In our baptism, we are brought into safe pasture. And in the safe pasture, Jesus gives us life and life abundant. This life is lived still with the knowledge that the thief and the robber is present. But he is held at bay. He has been defeated and cannot take what does not belong to him, the sheep who have been claimed by and follow the Good Shepherd. In Psalm 23, we are told in that abundant life, the Good Shepherd protects us and gives us goodness and mercy. Jesus sets our table with bounty and our cup overflows. Our cup overflows so richly it allows us to be a blessing to others. The Apostle John also gives us more about the abundant life in his wonderful first epistle. John speaks of what an abundant life looks like. First, in our baptism, we are given the life of Christ and the promise of eternal life. And this life changes everything. We are cleansed of our sin and walk in the light, the abundant light of Jesus. As we celebrate Pentecost, we hear with excitement, amazement, and expectation the biblical accounts of Acts and the early church. And as the church continues to live out the Great Commission, we now get a front row seat to see the Holy Spirit work through baptism, and Jesus brings more people through the door to eternity. We witness others come to listen to Jesus' voice and a trust that our Heavenly Father gives us victory over the world through faith in Jesus. As his sheep, we encourage one another to keep his commandments and live together in praise of God and his gift of grace and the opportunity to share these blessings with others. Our ears and eyes are open to the opportunities to love our brothers and sisters, and we lay down our lives for others. Thank you for coming for us, Jesus. Thank you for giving us life abundant. In the name of the Good Shepherd, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Shara and Michael Osiro, who served the Lord in Kenya. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.